Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright Podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Goodreads doesn't have as many members as Facebook, but what it lacks in membership numbers, it makes up for in enthusiasm. People join Goodreads specifically because they want to read and be exposed to new books. So it's really the perfect place for an author to be, even if you haven't published yet. There are a number of ways you can promote yourself and your book on Goodreads, although some of its most powerful features are reserved for writers who have already published a book. But even as an unpublished writer, you can still have a profile on Goodreads, but you're considered a reader. As a reader, you can participate in discussion groups, you can contact other authors, and you can even post some of your own writing. Now, once you do publish your book, you'll be eligible to join the Goodreads Author Program. And this is where you can kick your promotional efforts into high gear. It's free to join the program, but your profile suddenly becomes much more functional. You can add and edit information about your book or books, post upcoming events, upload videos such as book trailers or interviews. And the best, or perhaps the scariest, part of all this is that people can now post reviews of your book. And of course, reviews are a very important component to your book's publicity. When you do get an author page on Goodreads, make sure you fill in all the profile information to make it look as professional as possible and make people want to stick around and find out more about you. Giveaways are always a fun way to get new readers for your book. People really love getting something for free. And Goodreads has a giveaway program that makes it easy for you to get your book into the hands of readers who may not have otherwise taken a chance on your book. But giving away a few copies could help to generate positive reviews and get people talking. After all, word of mouth can only spread if someone's read it. And get this, according to Goodreads, 825 members enter the average giveaway. That's a lot of people looking at your book. As a Goodreads reader with a basic profile, you can still join discussion groups to meet new people and discuss books you've read. You can discuss your own work in some groups, but each group is going to have its own rules on what's allowed in the discussion. However, as a Goodreads author, you can start a group specifically to talk about your book. And that's a great way to get not only exposure and new readers, but valuable feedback and some good reviews from people that you're now interacting with regularly and may even consider friends. And of course, it seems no social networking site would be complete without the most basic of features, the ability to post status updates and tell the world what you're up to. And just like at any other site, you would post tidbits that are interesting enough to keep your followers entertained and frequent enough that they don't forget about you. When your followers see your name over and over, and this is true of any form of advertising, your name sinks into their subconscious, and it's not long before they're consciously seeking you out and reading and enjoying your books. Then, once you're established on Goodreads, there are widgets you can use on your blog. These widgets have different displays and functions. For example, you can showcase the books you've written, you can display reviews about your book. There's a widget that allows your blog readers to add your book to their shelves, which basically means adding it to a queue of books they want to read. And you can do this either through your dashboard in WordPress or through the Goodreads site itself by copying and pasting small snippets of code into your blog. Another widget will display updates that you've posted to Goodreads, and that's just another way to get people from your blog over to your Goodreads page. The idea being that once they're there, they can interact with you in a different setting and join your growing list of fans on Goodreads. Goodreads can work very well if you're willing to invest the time in interacting with people as much as possible before you publish your book, then taking advantage of the Goodreads Author Program once you have published. But for now, you may as well join, set up a basic reader profile, join some discussion groups, and start getting your name out there as soon as possible. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywright.com/authors, dreamplaywright.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Play Write podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.